Hello, I'm Justin Miles, and this is the City Church Daily Podcast. We're a few weeks into Lent, and anybody who has decided to make a New Year's resolution knows new routines are hard to establish. But relinquishing something for Lent is no less difficult. So today, I want to encourage you in the perseverance of your spiritual disciplines. Lent is a time of dying to self, which is somebody who likes routine, even unhealthy and selfish. I can attest it's really hard. But take heart and know that God is with you each and every single day. Let me begin by praying the scripture over you. Lamentations 3:22-24. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Amen. So, friends, my encouragement for you is this. I hope you will keep forging ahead. Keep on when your new practice feels awkward, when it hasn't yet taken root, when you don't quite understand what you're doing. It may take longer, months, years even, for this new spiritual practice to become a regular occurrence, but the work is worth it. As we replace our inconsistent and destructive ways with those of diligence and practice, we must press on. Through the discomfort, making the uncomfortable practices a natural part of our day. You may lose faith in your practices. You may not even believe in yourself as you go about it day after day. New ways and patterns don't come overnight. It takes days, again, even years, before it becomes a natural part of life. And even then, you'll find yourself stressed. You'll find yourself hurting, wanting to go back to old patterns of reaction and behavior. In those moments, I hope just one thing for you. Don't give up. Don't. The things you want to let go of, the ways of being that just aren't meant for you, have a stronghold and are hard to shake off. That's not a reflection on you. It's not a reflection on your character. It's not a reflection on God. It's simply part of being a person in an imperfect world. So keep at it, and the sooner you realize, you'll wake up with the struggle behind you, comfortable in your own skin. Remember, a life with challenge is a life with opportunity. And so to close, my prayer for you. Today, I will devote myself to this Lenten journey, taking on my practices, even if they feel awkward. I will write and reflect on God's love for me and the identity God has given me, rather than letting myself be formed by anything less. In your name, amen.